More than 750,000 people are expected to attend the annual North American International Auto Show in Detroit, Michigan this week. It's the biggest show of its kind in the U.S. and one of the biggest auto shows in the world, giving America's Big Three and other automakers from around the world a chance to show off their new car lineups. But for the first time in the show's 99-year history, a Chinese auto company is exhibiting a car they hope to be selling soon in the United States.
On behalf of the entire committee of the North American International Auto Show, welcome to the United States of America.
The Chinese car company Geely has generated some of the biggest buzz at this year's auto show with one of the smallest displays. The big American companies, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, are all spending millions on flashy exhibits with dozens of new cars. But Geely's decidedly bare-bones display isn't even on the show floor at Detroit's Cobo Center. It's in the lobby, and it features just one small car, the four-door CK sedan, with one very low price. Company founder Shufu Li hopes to be selling cars in the United States by 2008.
When we first enter the American market, our targeted consumers will be lower and middle income families. Our car will be sold at less than $10,000.
Geely's been in the car business for less than 10 years, and the company sold just 150,000 cars last year. They only expect to sell 25,000 cars in the U.S. their first year. That alone might not be much more than an annoyance to Detroit's car-building juggernaut. But Geely isn't the only one that wants to enter the American market. Another Chinese company, Chery, has also announced plans to sell cars in the U.S. Rebecca Lindland is chief automotive analyst with the market research firm Global Insight. She says Detroit shouldn't write off companies like Geely, but Geely shouldn't necessarily expect a smooth ride.
I think it's foolish to say that it's not a serious threat. But I think that they may be slightly underestimating how difficult it is to penetrate the U.S. market. Even long-term established brands here, like GM and Ford, have trouble understanding the consumer. So it's not as easy to just pop into the States and sell, 50,000 vehicles.
But initial reviews of Geely's car have been pretty good. On the last of the industry preview days, when auto company employees come to check out the competition before the show opens to the general public, Geely's exhibit was mobbed with everyone from executives to engineers to parts suppliers, all of them giving the CK a thorough looking over. And many of them, like Aaron Drexler, who works for Daimler Chrysler, liked what they saw.
It's actually pretty impressive. It's, you can tell it's an inexpensive kind of a starter car, but pretty nice. It's a big difference between a $20,000 or $30,000 Toyota or Chrysler, but for an entry level car, it's very nice. If I didn't work for Daimler Chrysler, I would consider it as one of my buying options.
After looking at the Geely, Chrysler engineer Dennis Pasco thinks Detroit has something to worry about.
At $10,000, if they can bring their quality up, if the crash test ratings are there, we got a problem. We're going to have a lot more competition for sure.
Analyst Rebecca Lindland believes Geely's success will depend less on its ability to sell cars than on its ability to generate customer confidence by building a reliable network of repair facilities to service the car, something Lindland says she's all too familiar with.
I bought one of the first Minis that came into the States in 2002. I bought it in downtown Boston where I live, and I went out to see a friend of mine in Western Mass. So I was about 120 miles from Boston. The car wouldn't start. And I went down to the local mechanic, and he said, I'm not going near that car. I don't know anything about it. So that's what people are going to run into, where complete unfamiliarity with this vehicle, mechanics aren't going to go near it. You could be anywhere and run into problems.
Yeah. Roughly translated, Geely means good luck. But Chinese car companies are going to need more than luck if they hope to be more than just a bump in the road of America's automotive marketplace. For VOA News Now, I'm Stuart Cohen in Detroit.